South African motorists will be able to take a bit of a financial breather tonight following a sharp increase in fuel prices in April, which included the new fuel taxes. Fuel prices are set to come down at midnight tonight. The price of petrol will come down by 9 cents a litre, while the price of diesel will be down by 31 cents a litre, with illuminating paraffin also declining by 30 cents a litre. This will bring some relief to consumers who are faced with a barrage of costs in an economic environment where losing jobs and wage cuts have seemingly become the norm. Well, to get his take on the latest developments and the kind of impact he thinks these adjustments will have on the economy, I'm joined on the line by Mike Schussler. He's the chief economist at economist.co.za. Thank you so much, Mike, for joining us as always. Now, the fuel price decreases are a bit of relief for the consumer, for firms and the economy at large, but is it really that significant?
No, it's not significant. But here's the interesting thing. The price, although it's coming down, is going to be the highest increase that we've seen on a year-ago basis since 2008. Hmm. And the reason for that is, remember last year we had that massive decline in oil prices where we were all learning a lesson about how hedging and oil storage and puts and options work.
Yes.
And we saw the oil price, remember, at one stage, minus $37 a barrel.
That's right.
So someone was actually paying you to take the oil.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this year, you know, the reverse is true. We are seeing a small decrease on a monthly basis, but we are seeing a massive increase on a yearly basis due to that, let's call it deflation effect and strange effect due to the pandemic where, you know, we've never seen, I don't think we'll see it again, negative oil prices.
Mm.
I mean, there's somebody, it's like walking into a Pick and Pay and somebody says to you, well, buy as much as you want and we'll pay you. you remember, that was a very, very different era, maybe now, but that's literally what we're comparing it.
Yeah. So given that context that you've just painted for us, how would you say that the consumer's faring a year and a bit post the beginning of the coronavirus hitting our shores?
I think the consumer had recovered quite a lot, but that was in a low inflation environment, low interest environment, very high spending from government. We know already that some consumers now, the 6.5 million people that get the disaster relief fund, are disappearing.
Mm.
Although those are not the type of people that would be putting petrol in cars because they would not probably have cars. But I think we're getting towards the end of the bounce back. And the big rapid recovery that we saw is probably beyond us. And I think the oil price pressures of 41% higher than a year ago is going to hurt the consumer, along with things like electricity. We've seen very big increases in food prices. I don't know when it's coming through fully to South Africa.
Mm.
But, you know, the corn price on a monthly average went up 74% in rand terms, I think a bit more in dollar terms, 80-something percent. You know, those are huge increases. So I think we're very near the end of the, all the relief that the consumer had during the pandemic and the lockdown. And I think we're going to see a much more honest picture in the next few months.
Hmm. So when it comes to businesses, I mean, it does seem that their costs of doing business remain quite elevated. And of course, you mentioned electricity prices. We're going to see those kicking in full in July. How do you see the terrain for them?
I think businesses are probably not going to be able to give the full impact of price increases through, whether it's meat or chicken or anything else. In fact, it's going to be difficult. But obviously, petrol prices are a given because it's a government pricing system.
Mm.
But I think we are likely to see businesses see slower growth slower growth than they had before. But I think also businesses are probably better able now to withstand the pressures than they were a year ago. So understandably, the world economy is bouncing back, but also with that means that cost pressures, low interest rates are probably nearer the end than at the beginning, and that doesn't mean immediately, might mean in a year or so, we're going to see increases in interest rates internationally. But I think we're seeing businesses have a little bit more pain than they did before. And obviously, there will be some businesses in this process of lose out. But I think in the general, I think businesses are better able or would be better able to handle it than they would have a year ago.
Yeah. So businesses have a certain level of resilience, but it sounds like they're only just managing to be in survival mode, given the fact that you say, like you say, that they can't necessarily make profit because it's difficult to pass on the cost to the consumer. So how will that then affect things like business confidence? And if you don't have that business confidence, then you're not going to have people being willing to invest that much more in their businesses.
Well, I think we were already in a sort of negative investment environment for a while, because the profits, as you say, weren't there. The cash flow, I think, of most businesses is good in South Africa. It's definitely not negative, and that's the one thing that's made businesses survive. But cash flow is not profit, because that doesn't take into account things like depreciation and your buying and selling of non-core assets.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is, businesses in South Africa are in, let's put it this way, they're not in a desperate situation, but they are not going to invest until they feel a lot more confident. I think business confidence can go up a step or two still, and you will still not have that investment. So I think it will still be under 50% if you, or 50, if 50 is a neutral mark for business confidence. But I think we are heading slowly in the right direction. Now, if we can get a bit of profit in, say, the next 6 or 8 months, or maybe a year, that would be very helpful. And some areas we will see that because of the commodity price bounce back and very high commodity prices that we're seeing in some areas.
Yes.
And that, obviously, for South Africa, has always been a good sign. The question is, how long does that carry on, and can we make use of it? And that's the tricky question to answer. I hope we can. But I think at this moment in time, we're not seeing the big rise in iron ore exports or coal exports that one would have expected. With these sort of commodity prices. Mm-hmm. Some things are technical. I've heard things of locusts and derailings and stuff like that, and that can be fixed quite quickly. The question is, will business be expanding their production capabilities on the mining side? Because once that happens, it'll lift the manufacturing,
mm-hmm.
it'll lift employment and all those sort of things. So we better hope that there are relaxations in the mineral rights or wherever we need them to pull this thing off.
Well, we'll watch the space. Mike, thank you very much. Always great to talk to you. Mike Schüssler, he's the chief economist at economist.co.za.